This is Susan V. Brock Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm speaking with Simon Perutz. Simon is a Telluride local, part-time, otherwise owner of Shot Images in Illinois, and the creator of AHA School for the Arts' very first juried photography show and prize. We're talking about the upcoming show, which takes place in August. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, Simon. So what stimulated your interest in photography? How far back does that interest go?
Well, I first started when I was about 15, when I got my first Canon SLR, and I went to boarding school in England, where I was the official school photographer. And so I spent many hours in the darkroom, and I was shooting boarding school life, plays, events, sporting events, and stuff like that. And then in the summers, I built a darkroom at home in my mother's powder room, which she wasn't often particularly happy about. But then I started my first business in school was shooting pictures of our family, friends, kids to make some extra pocket money. And it was actually quite a good business, and I had a lot of fun.
Wonderful. Thank you. So who are your heroes in the field? Who were they when you were a boy? Who are they now?
Well, when I was growing up in the 70s, I suppose that my heroes in the field were some of the British photographers from that time, sort of David Bailey, Don McCullen, Terry O'Neill, and things like that. But my real heroes now are the people who are actually teaching kids in the inner city, especially in Chicago, how to use an enlarger and how to print film. People like Tom Cunningham, he's Callahan. He's a volunteer at Connect Force in Uptown, in the north side of Chicago, and he works out of a youth center there, and he teaches these inner-city kids sort of the basic talents of photography, and he's just an awesome person.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. When did you open Shot Images, and please describe some of the shows you've mounted in that space. Do you regularly display large-format images because of the proximity to your other business, which is Nimrock?
We first started Shot Images about 2.5 years ago, and we've had three shows. We had an opening show, which featured some students from the Art Institute. Then the second show was called Off the Line, and that was an inner-city youth show. And then the third show we had was Michael Ward. Michael Ward was a photographer for the London Sunday Times in the 70s and the 80s. And some of the people in Telluride might have seen that show because we did a show at the AHA last summer.
Yes.
Large format, I love large format because my regular business is the trade show business, and we can print 10 feet wide, 12 feet wide, by as long as people want, and we can do it very inexpensively. So it's really fun to see things big because I can print them big, and I can do it very inexpensively. So, you know, some of these kids who come to us, they and seeing these beautiful images that they've done, but they can be sort of 4 feet wide and 6 feet tall, and it's really cool. And today, even the most modest digital cameras that you can buy can really print in high quality. So it's great to be able to do the stuff as big as we can, and we can do it on fabrics and papers and all sorts of types of surfaces.
Wonderful. Thank you. What brought you and your wife, Kim, to Telluride?
Well, Kim went to Colorado College, and she went on a camping trip to Telluride in 1981. And when we got married, she said, at some point, we have got to go to Telluride. It's the most beautiful place on earth. And, well, it took a while because we had five kids and we didn't go many places. But then finally, when our twins were one, we packed them up in the Suburban, and we drove the whole family out to Telluride, and we stayed at the Skyline Guest Lodge. And I got out of the car, and I just took one look, and I said, this is it. We both love to hike, and we just put the kids on our back and go up into the mountains, and it's just been magical for us ever since. And we bought a house in the ski ranches 15 years ago, and it's just been the most fantastic thing we've ever done in our lives.
Wonderful. So you've had a relationship with the AHA School ongoing over the years, but this is sort of the big event, the main event. How did you come up with the idea of a juried photography show?
Well, I've always loved portraits. I love shooting portraits. I love going to portrait shows. And I've been very influenced by some of the European portrait shows. There's one in London called the Taylor Wessing Portrait Prize in London. It's at the National Portrait Gallery, and I try and go every year. And it's just an amazing show. They have about 5,000 submissions, and it's very democratic. There are professionals, amateurs, students, and they pick about 30 finalists, and every picture has got a story that goes with it. And I walk into that show, and I think, gosh, I'd love to do this on a smaller basis. Can I do this in Chicago, or where can I do this? And that's where the idea came from. So I thought, wouldn't it be awesome if we could sort of just tell the story of Telluride through portraits of its people taken by photographers, professionals, locals, whatever they are. And I just thought that would be a wonderful idea. So I called up Judy and I said, hey, you know, I've got this crazy idea. Would you be interested? And she said, gosh, that sounds wonderful. And so we have the show. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I agree. I fully agree. What are you hoping will come out of the launch of this photography show and prize?
Well, we don't really know, we may get 5 entries, we may get 500 entries, I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be a success. From the people I've talked to in town, photographers, they all think it's a fantastic idea, we'll just have to see where it goes. There's no pressure on the show. It's just going to be it's a town event, and I think people are going to get involved, and it's going to be fun.
Is the idea for the vetting process for the jury that the images be blind, in other words, not associated with a name?
The images will all be blind, and there's a judging panel, and we don't know who's going to take the images. We're just going to pick the ones that we think are the best.
Wonderful. Well, that does level the playing field a little bit.
And it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes it a little less intimidating for the amateurs. So, wonderful, Simon. Thanks very much for your time. This has been Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Simon Perutz of Shot Galleries and Telluride. And this has been Telluride Inside and Out. Thank you.
Thank you.